at the seat and teach his word. Lord God, I thank you for your word. Lord God, I thank you for what you've given me, Lord God. Decrease everything of Miriam and increase everything of you, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to hide me behind the cross, Lord God, that they see you, Lord God, and they hear you, Lord God. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord Jesus, for you are my redeemer, you're my savior, you're my everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. He gave me, you don't walk alone. You know, as a Christian, this walk can be difficult and feel lonely at times. Even if you are married or single, there are times when you feel like you're alone. Sometimes you feel by yourself, and that's kind of a hard thing because, you know, he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But it's different when you're sitting there by yourself in the midst of everything that you're going through. That's why I'm thankful for God reminding me that even in the storm clouds, he's always there. Even in the sunshine, sometimes the sun's out, we still feel like we're by ourselves. But he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's still there. We don't walk alone. Let's go to Joshua 1:5-9. And it says, no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to pass all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study the book of instructions continually. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. Verse 9, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In Deuteronomy 30:31-6, it says, again, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. In Isaiah 41:10-13, it says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with the victorious right hand. It says, see all your anger, enemies, they lie, they confuse and humiliate you. Anyone who opposes you will die and come to nothing. This is God talking. And it says, you will look in vain for those who tried to conquer you. Those who attacked you will come to nothing. For I hold you by my right hand, I, the Lord God, and I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. That's what he's wanting to tell you all today. You're not alone. You may feel like it. You may feel like there's nobody to talk to. I'm all by myself. I'm one that have said that. I've said, even though I'm married, yeah, I got a child. But sometimes there's those times where I just feel by myself. And I feel like I'm just back. I go like I reset in the back of my mind and back in my childhood. I'm that little girl in the corner just in a ball, just like crying and just like, I'm by myself. There's nobody here. Why did everybody leave me? You know, I result to that. But then God comes back and says, come on, baby. Come on. Get up from that. I brought you up out of that. I brought you into this light. Come on. I got you. You're not by yourself. You're going to be with somebody one day. I got you. Don't worry. Keep on walking. Keep on pressing. Don't give up. I got you. I got you. And he says, I am here to help you. How many times does the Lord, he just said right there, I am here. I mean, he just looks you dead in the face. He says, I am here to help you. You don't have to do this by yourself. This is not, I didn't give this for you to carry on your shoulders. I said, give it to me. He said, cast all your cares upon me. Give it to me. You cannot carry this burden. You cannot carry this load. It was never yours to carry in the first place. It was always supposed to be given to me. So give it to me. Don't look back at it. Throw it in my hands and keep on moving, because I said, I am here to help you. And when somebody is here to help you, take the help. Run. Run, Forrest, run. Take the help. Don't look back. In 1 Corinthians 28 and 20, it says, David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. He said, I ain't gonna leave you. I gave you a job to do. I gave you a mandate to do. So until that job and that mandate is finished, you don't have to worry about it. You ain't going nowhere. You still right here. You're still planning. You're still going to do what I've called you to do. So get up. Keep on going. I know you're getting discouraged. I know people ain't helping. I know people ain't doing this. People ain't doing, but keep on moving, because I have planted you in that place. I put you there for a reason. And if I've put you there for a reason, the reason is going to be accomplished. It's going to be conquered in the name of Jesus, because he set you there. Man did not set you there. God set you there. In all these pages, God is trying to tell us, yes, I see what you are facing, but you have not seen what I have done for you in the past. Have you not seen what I've done for you in the past? Look back on how I have always made a way for you, and I have always brought you out of it time and time again. Do you not know? Yet I am still the great I am. I am who I said I am. The same one who made a road in the Red Sea for the children to cross through on dry land. And I am still the same God who delivered the three Hebrew boys out of the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they went in knowing if I did not deliver them, they were praising me either way. They knew that they had the victory either way. Even if God did not deliver me, I still am a conqueror through Christ Jesus, because they went in knowing their God was able. And if he didn't do it, it was okay, because they knew where their faith lied in Christ Jesus. In God, they was not afraid to walk through the fiery furnace, because they knew that their God was going to protect them. They didn't know how. They just suited up, put all them clothes on. You know, they threw more clothes up on them. They bounded them up all heavy and everything, and then they threw them in the fiery furnace. But yet and still, they got the shouting, y'all. They got the shouting and dancing in the fiery furnace, because they knew who they was. They knew that they was conquering the devil, even though they was in the midst of all the fire. But one person was right there in the midst of the fire. God was with them. He said, I will be with you even in the fiery furnace. I will be with you on the dry land. I will be with you in the sea. I am that I am. I will be with you. I am here to help you. And what did he do? The Hebrew boys come up out of that fire. They won a spot, and the clothes wasn't burnt. Wasn't no singe on them. The hair wasn't singed. Nothing. But what they did, they came through with knowing my God is able to do what he said he's going to do. My God is able. When the woman had the issue of blood and went to every doctor, went to everything that she could go to, talked to everybody, still couldn't have no help. This is in Luke 8, 43 and 48. It says, a woman in a crowd has suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could not find a cure. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fragment of his robe. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" He didn't just say, "Who touched me?" It was "Who touched me?" And Peter said, "Jesus, there's all these people around you. Master, you're in a crowd. People are pressing up against you." Jesus said, "No, someone deliberately touched me, because I felt healing power come out from me." When the woman realized that she could not hide, she could not stay hidden, she began to tremble and fell to her knees in front of him. The whole crowd heard her explain why she had touched him and that she had been immediately healed. And I love Jesus said, it's awesome. Jesus said, daughter, he said to her, Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. It don't matter how long you, he said, that lady just went and touched the rope. She didn't go up there and grab him. She wasn't just nudging him and push. You know how you in a crowd, you're in a bunch of people and people going this and this. And that. But she was on the ground, y'all. She was moving. She was like this and can barely move because, you know, as a woman, that is a horrible thing that you go through. You lose pints of blood. You lose stuff up out of your butt. Virtue goes up out of you. So therefore she was just running. She was crawling, moving as slow as she can. But she knew if I could just touch him in his garment. I knew if I could just touch him, something that's touching him is going to touch me. It wasn't the whole robe. It said it's a tassel, you know, because they had tassels on the end of their robes. And when he walked, he kind of swayed and everything. You know what I'm saying? He had a little rhythm to his walk, you know, as Jesus, you know. And she just went up and she just touched him in his garment and immediately dried up blood. Can you imagine all them years, spent all her money, spent the doctor after doctor. I can't help you. There's no help for you. There's no cure for you. You might as well go on, get your burial plot, get your will set up because can't nobody help you. Can't nobody do nothing for you. The devil is a mighty lie. He is a lie because we know a God who is able to heal. We know a God who is able to restore. We know a God who is able to give you back everything that the enemy stole from you. We know a God that is able. We know a God that said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will give you double for your trouble. That's the kind of God we serve. I don't care what you're going through today. I don't care what your symptoms is or what your problems is. Give it to God because he said, I'm here to help you today. Give it to him and he will turn it around for the good. Hallelujah. He wants to do it for us. And he told us, he said, daughter, he said to her, your faith, it's by your faith, y'all. It's by your faith that you are healed. It ain't about your tears. It ain't about your weeping. It ain't about your rolling in the floor. It ain't about you dancing. It ain't about all this. He said, by your faith, you have been made whole. By your faith, you are healed. By your faith, you can just walk in anything now. It's by your faith, y'all. You got to get some faith. And when you're trying to get faith, you first got to get the relationship with him in order to get the faith. You can't just say, oh, I got faith. I'm saved. No, where's your relationship? You need that relationship with him because relationship produces faith. Relationship produces faith. Then it produces strength. Then it produces a growth in him because you know he is able to take you through. He is able to deliver. He is able to bring you up out of the muck and miry clay because why? He is God. He ain't never left us. He ain't forsaken. He is always be with us. And he said he would. He said he would. Just because you have not gotten what you have been waiting on, it might just not be ready or the right timing. In God's eyes, he is saying, wait a little longer. It's okay to wait a little longer. Sometimes that's the hardest things is when you're waiting. You're waiting. But you know what? You know what you're supposed to do while you're waiting? You're supposed to be praising while you're waiting. You're supposed to be reading while you're waiting. You're supposed to be believing with faith that it's going to come to pass. I don't know when you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to turn it around. I don't know when you're going to bring it. But by a faith that you have given me, I'm going to believe your word and I'm going to stand still until I see the salvation of the Lord pass me by with the blessings, with everything that I'm praying for, everything that you're praying for. Stand still and wait. Just like David said in Psalms, he said, wait, I say. And then he came back and said, and again, I say, wait upon the Lord. Wait. We get too busy. We get too heavy. We get too antsy. And I've been there. And that antsiness costed me so much. Costed me so much. So I've learned to just sit still and shut my mouth and wait until the change comes. Because anytime I tried to go over, total mess up. Anytime you try to go outside of where God has got you and where God has placed you, you're getting ready to invite a whole lot of stuff that you never thought you didn't bargain for, you didn't ask for. But yeah, you kind of did when you stepped over into the side when he told you just wait. Just wait. Wait again. I say wait on the Lord because he will always show up. And the awesome thing about him, he shows up right in time. When you feel like you're like, I got this issue, God. I've been praying. I got faith. Where are you? He says, wait a little longer. Wait a little longer. I got you. Wait a little longer. Get in me more. Getting me more. Because if I gave you what you want right now, you will not appreciate it. You will not take care of it. You will squander it. Kind of like when he said, Dad, can I have my stuff? You know, he went on to, you know, prosperous living and, you know, and riotous living and he came back to his father because he understood he should have waited. But what did his father do? He accepted him, brought him back home, put a ring on his finger, killed the fatted calf, because God is always on your side. But sometimes you just got to wait. Don't press it. Just trust him. In Psalms 9:9, it says, The Lord is also strong. Stronghold. He will take the strongholds away. He will take the troubles away. He will take the things that you think that cannot be turned around in your life around. He'll take it away if you give it to him. Psalms 9:10, it says, yea, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek me. He says, I don't forsake the ones who seek me. I don't put them down. If you're seeking me, he says, seek me with your whole heart and you will find me. He's not lost. He's not a genie in a bottle. But you got to seek him with your whole heart and come to him with the right intentions. You can't come and act like you're gonna scheme God. Some people think that they can scheme God. How you gonna scheme the creator of the universe? I mean, come on now. You may be able to scheme your family. You may be able to scheme your job, but you wanna come up and tell him a bunch of nonsense? He sees you. He knows you. He made you. He created you. So he already knows what you're planning. So you know what? Don't let it come up at your mouth, because when it comes up at your mouth, then you got to get repentance for it. You got to get yourself right. But he sees you. But he said, seek me. Seek me with your whole heart, and you will be found in me. The one who is our refuge will never leave us. When we are going through hard times, when we get weary and we grow tired, do you not really believe that someone is not there for you through all the frustration, through all the thing that you're going through? Do you not know that you are not by your side? You are not by yourself. He's right there in the midst of the frustration. He's right there in the midst of the tiring. He's right there in the midst of the weary. He said, give it to me. Lay it at my feet. That's what he's wanting us to do today. Lay it at his feet. Quit carrying the burden. Quit carrying the load. Give it to me, because your shoulders are not able to carry everything that you think you can. He said, just hand it to me. I got it. I'm your big brother. I got you. I will take you through. I will walk with you. I will lead you and guide you into everything you need to do. He said, that's why I brought the Holy Spirit. For the Comforter, so he would lead, guide, and direct us into all truth. In Psalms 91, it says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He said, get in your secret place. If you want to have things changed in your life, you want things to be moved or whatever's going on and whatever the thing may be. He said, go dwell in the secret place and he will be with you. He said, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Meaning, I'm with you. He is the Almighty. He said, just abide in me. Spend some time with me. That's what he's saying. And I will say, in this verse 2, it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. He said, that's what you got to do. Know who you are in God. Is he your Lord? Is he your refuge? Is that where you go when the storms are raging, when everybody's trying to come up against you? We are supposed to go to the Lord and give it to him. He said, give it to me. He said, he's a fortress. Meaning, you're going to go hide a fortress. You know how kids, they build these little tents, you know, they take all these covers in the living room and they cover your couches and they got these big old tents and they're making a fortress. Sometimes we need to make a fortress in our house, and we need to go and get up underneath it and hide under the shadow of the Almighty, to where he will come and sup with us, to where he will come and spend time with us, to where we can just lay down and say, Daddy, I need you. I'm going through so much. I cannot stand this. God, you got to help me make a way, Lord God. He says, come on, what else? What else? What else? What else? What else? He said, just tell me, tell me. And that's what he wants. He wants you to tell, wants us to tell him everything that we're going through. Give it back to him because he already knows, but he wants you to give it to him. That's called a surrendering over to him. Surrendering all your problems, surrendering all your hopes, all your dreams. You give it to him because he is able to bring you through. He is able to make a way out of no way. And then verse 3, it says, surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler and from the pestilence and the perilous pestilence. Meaning, I'm going to deliver you from what's trying to take over you, what's trying to engulf you, what's trying to eat you up, which is trying to make you feel like you ain't never going to make it up out of what you in. He said, I will deliver you. I will make up. I will bring you up out of it. And verse 4, it says, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. He said, I'm going to cover you with his wings. Can you just imagine in the spirit realm, just imagine Jesus. He got these wings, and he's covering us. He's covering us to make sure ain't nothing going to touch you, ain't nothing going to bother you because you belong to me. And if you belong to me, I will not let nothing come to hurt you. I will not let nothing touch you because I'm going to cover you. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to make sure that don't nothing come up against you because why? You belong to me. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night nor by the arrows that fly during the day, meaning everything that's going around every day, don't be afraid of that. I got that. I already knew it was going to happen. So I already got a standard of defense set up for you to where it cannot come touch you. It can't bother you. Nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Meaning I got you in the nighttime and I got you in the daytime. You don't have to worry. I am covering you. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh to you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. See, because we've made God be God first place in our life. He said, all these things that I'm reading, they apply to you. They belong to you. This is yours. This is your inheritance, saying, I got you. This belongs to you because why? You belong to me. When you decided to get over onto the right side and come to him, everything, all the promises are yay, yay, and amen. Everything belongs to you because why? You made a conscious decision to say, Lord, I want to be with you. I can't be out here by myself. I need you. I can't make this walk without you. And he says, since you do that, I'm going to be your refuge. I'm going to make sure nothing come up against you and can't nothing come and hurt you. Can't nothing even come to your children or your family because why? You are covered by the circle of grace. You are covered by the circle of him. You are covered by the Almighty. You are covered by the wings that he holds. He shelters you. He protects you. He shields you from the mighty hand of the enemy. He said, I got you. I got you. He says, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give you his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. He said, I'm going to send the angels. I'm going to send the angels to watch over you. I'm going to send the angels to encamp you. Oh, you get in your car. Don't worry about that person over there. I got the angels shielding you. I got the angels. Ain't nothing getting ready to hurt you. I got the angels protecting your child. I've got them covered because while you made a conscious decision to make me your Lord and Savior to where now I've got, I disperse the angels out for you. I disperse the warring angels out for you. I disperse the healing angels. I disperse what you need out because why? You are with me and you don't have to worry about that. Just God, I need you. I need an angel over here. I need you to send. I need you to send this. I need you to send somebody down here on my behalf, God. You see I'm going through. You see the enemy's attack. You see everything. He said, don't worry. I got you. They on the way. Hey, get on down there and go see about my girl. Yeah, get on down there and see about my guy. I got them. And then he says, you shall, I love this story, in their hands they shall bear up. At least they dash their foot against the stone. So you ain't even going to hit your foot. You ain't even going to get hurt. He says, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. He says, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample under your feet. Meaning those things cannot hurt you. What you think is trying to weigh you down and hurt you, he said, it cannot hurt you. It cannot. It can't touch you. It can't bite you. It can't scare you. All you got to do is just, like I said, give it to him. Because he said, because he has set his love upon me. Meaning God has set his love upon each and every person in here. You may be feeling lonely. You may be feeling tired. You may be feeling distraught. You may be feeling whatever. But no, God, he said, I have set my love and my affections upon you. All you have to do is just believe and embrace in knowing that I am in your life. He shall come, in 15, I love this part. He said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. 16, with his long life, I will satisfy him and I will show him my salvation. Meaning you keep doing right. You keep doing what I'm asking you to do. And he said, I'm going to honor you with long life. I'm going to give you what you need. I'm going to give you what you've been praying for and I'm going to give you my salvation. I'm going to give you everything that's in me. I'm going to place in you because why? You stayed the course. You didn't give up. You stayed. In Isaiah 12 and 2, it says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength, my song, and he has become my salvation. And getting ready to end, it says, As long as we keep God first thing in our lives, first things first, you don't have to worry about him forsaking you because God takes care of his own. You don't have to worry about everything else that's trying to come up against you. God takes care of his own. God makes a way for those in the wilderness. He did it for the children of Israel, didn't he? He made a highway in an ocean to where the waters couldn't even touch him. They crossed on dry land. What do you think he won't do for us? If he did it back then, he said he can do it again. He said, I'm not a man. I'm not a respect the person, meaning what I do for one, I will do for another. So don't get so tense. And like, God, he's not going to come. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. No, have faith that he's going to come through your situation. Have faith that he's going to deliver you. Have faith that you know that God is a God that he sits up high and he looks low and he sees everything that's going on. He sees every problem. He sees every worry. He sees every device that the enemy is trying to throw in your way, throw out here, make you think you're losing your mind, make you feel like you're just in a ball of flames or whatever you may be going through. He said, quit worrying, quit allowing that enemy to have rule over your mind. Quit allowing that enemy to have rule over your whole facet, your whole demeanor. He said, give me your problems. Give it to me. You do not walk alone. You do not walk. If you're in Christ Jesus, you do not walk alone. You walk with the Savior. You walk with him every day and he walks with you. But you got to know that for yourself. We can teach it. We can preach it. But you got to know for yourself who you are in God and who he is in your life. Because he said, when he said it, it is final. It is settled. You don't have to worry about it. You can take it to the bank and cash it in because he never fails you. He never forsakes you. He is always there. He is always on time. He don't leave us. He don't forsake us. You do not walk alone. As long as you got your hands in the mighty hands of him, you don't walk alone. Put your hands in the Savior's hand and walk in your peace, walk in your deliverance, walk in everything he wants to give to you. He is here to help us today and every day. Don't worry. And let you know, you don't walk alone. God is with you. God is with you. God bless you. If anybody has anything to say, that's all he gave me to let you.